BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Thursday show you're about to hear in podcast form on the Scott Mills Daily. We ask, do you have a go-to place and routine for every single first date you go on? A lot of people do this, I think, because you know what you're going to get when you go there.
I'm picking up a bit of heat on social about the story that I give in this podcast about my friend. I really want to point out it was one of my friends. It definitely wasn't me.
Sure. Also, more ridiculous pop lyrics that clearly never happened.
Never happened.
And our listener Mikey has to hear all the details of where he was conceived from his own mum on Where Do You Think They Were. This one's called The One With The Curry. And why is my off-air chat with pop stars so very poor? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing James McVeigh in the jungle.
Yeah, why him out of all of them?
I think he'll just be really good. I think he'll be the listener. He's like an old head on young shoulders, James.
Yeah, I think he could actually do very well on this.
Really well.
Because he is a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah. Before that, Imagine Dragons. Can you name any of them, though? And that was natural. Was it them we were saying about the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't name one of them.
And even Wikipedia wasn't sure.
Yeah. It was like this name, and some others.
I just said more at the end. But we don't know if that's the name of one of the members or not.
I'm just
Either
saying.
Way, we should know.
We really should know. But if one of them appeared in the live lounge now, I wouldn't know. I would not. Hope you're good this afternoon. Coming later, another round of bangers. And also, we've got Never Happened, which we've not done for ages, where we truly analyse the lyrics of songs and realise that some of them wouldn't have ever happened. Impossible.
Can I just check as well today, Scott? You're not going to resign, are you?
Are you going to resign,
Mr. Stark? Are you
going to resign? Are you going to resign, Mr. Stark?
Are you going to resign, Scott Mills?
Scott Mills.
Hey, you're loving that ad for Juan Lewis, aren't you?
Listen, I like it. I put up on Twitter that I liked it, and everyone came back at me saying that they're not so keen.
Well, I normally like to buy the figure that goes with it, and I don't want a cuddly Elton John this Christmas.
Also, apparently they don't sell pianos.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, with that advert, everyone's going to have a bit of a go at it.
Yeah.
It's gone from everyone loving it to everyone wanting to have a bit of a dig at it.
It's not cute enough for me.
It's well cute. It's a really nice story.
Isn't it just a blatant advert for his new film?
Yeah, I mean, the people are saying that as well. Okay. Thing is, I like Elton John.
I know you do. So Katy Perry has released a surprise Christmas song. She hinted about an hour before the song came out, about to slay soon, but slay spelt in a Christmas way, as in Santa's sleigh. And then there's a photo of her popping up from a red and green wrapped Christmas box wearing some lovely festive green earrings. And I'm imagining when she's singing this song that she is singing it to Orlando Bloom round her Christmas tree. He'll be there, obviously, with it all out.
Are they still together?
Yeah, it's back on.
Back on? Oh, so they broke up for a bit, did they?
Yeah, it's back on now.
He'll exactly how you described that.
Yeah.
Just a Christmas hat on.
That's it. And it's cute. It's called Cozy Little Christmas. See what you think. Katy Perry.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry, shopping till they're dropping in the snow. Just you and me under a tree. A cozy little Christmas here with you.
Wow.
It's quite Chris Moyles, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing I think he would have done.
He definitely would have released that Christmas song back in the day. He did a whole album. That happened.
Be real. People look at me like that's something outrageous to say.
No, you can still say his name. So
yeah.
That did happen. He definitely worked here. Yeah, this is a while ago now.
I think she would have done a great job. But you know the Christmas song that we made? Scott Mills, Pigs in Blankets, perfect Christmas single.
Yeah. Forget the silent nights, turn on the Christmas lights, you're gonna be okay. See, we wanted Katy Perry to re-record a version of this and it would have flown. But she's done that one instead. So I doubt she's up for it now. Anyway, what do you think of Katy Perry, Cozy Little Christmas? I'm unsure myself.
Scott Mills.
There's some actually really good comments about the new Katy Perry Christmas song. Different, cute, catchy. Although Dan in Norwich thinks Mariah Carey's crown is safe.
We do need more Christmas songs, so fair play.
Yeah. I was thinking that it's really going to grow on me. That was the first time I heard it, but then someone pointed this out. So here's Katy Perry and the start of Cozy Little Christmas.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry,
Shop until they're dropping in the snow.
Running out of music, guys.
Once upon a Christmas song.
Geraldine there.
Everybody stay. It is Geraldine.
That's ruined it for me now.
See the joy. Oh, I love this song so much.
So do I.
And the world has seemed a happier place.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay, good.
Scott Mills.
And now, where do you think they were? We like to do this on the last show of the week. It feels fitting. The moment you were created was a beautiful thing. Having a child, one of the happiest experiences of your life, I wouldn't know, but that's what they say. But before you are born, I'm afraid something else has to happen. Your parents do it. And this is where we find out where and when you were made.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. And the way you describe it is as a beautiful thing as well. Conception is a wonderful thing. It's very natural. It's something that actually bonds us all here on planet Earth, that we have been conceived.
Sad but true. None of us would be here otherwise.
Yeah. So let's celebrate it today.
Hello, Mikey.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. You right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Thanks so much for getting in touch. You're brave to do this because a lot of our listeners, they hear it and they love it, but they don't want to take part.
Yeah, kind of feeling a bit of regret doing it now, but there we go.
No, don't feel regretful. We've got to celebrate your life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, respect, Mikey, taking one for the team for the good of the show here.
Yeah.
And we are going to enjoy it.
So you don't know any details of where you were made, no?
No, something I've never asked before or never really wanted to know, I suppose.
No, of course not. Have you ever been fed the line that you were delivered by stork?
Yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
That big old beaked bird has just sort of dropped you down there on the doorstep.
And did you believe that for a while, Mikey?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to meet your mum now and she's going to tell us all the details. Have you had any idea?
None at all.
Okay, well, the moment has come, but remember, you are going to get an epic birthday shout-out in return, okay?
Yeah.
It's worth it, I'm telling you, Mikey.
Yeah, it will be worth it.
Let's meet your mum, Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I like meeting the mums. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You?
Oh, yes, and things are about to get better, even better, Eileen.
Oh, yeah, great.
Well, welcome to the show, Eileen, and you're in safe hands. Scott is great with mums.
I am.
He's one of those that has that ability.
I'm so good with
him. It's been the same with my mum.
Yeah.
I'm sure Scott's boyfriend will say the same with his. He's just got a way with mums, you know?
Oh, good.
Yeah, nice don't you worry, Eileen, I'll look after you.
All right, then.
All right, listen, we're going to find out the full details of when and where Mikey was made next.
Scott Mills.
We're playing Where Do You Think They Were? This is the good bit. Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
Okay, so how old are you, Mikey?
I'm 26.
So it was 26 years and 9 months ago, Eileen, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, hold fire.
Sorry, quick maths there, but I'm just guessing that was when it was.
Can we have the sexy music, please, and let's crack on?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Mikey. It just works better with the music, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Eileen, you said it was Valentine's Day. Maybe just start at the beginning of the evening. What were you doing that was special for Valentine's Day?
Well, what was special was my then-boyfriend, we'd been courting for about 6 months and decided that he was moving with me. We'd live together.
Oh, what? On Valentine's Day that was decided?
Yes.
Oh, that's romantic.
Yes. So I'd been cooking all day because I love cooking. So I made this nice three-course Indian meal.
Oh, three courses. So you'd been doing this all day just in preparation for obviously a special evening.
Yeah.
Talk us through the menu, please.
For starters, I'd done a prawn booner.
Oh. Lovely.
And then for main course, I made a chicken and saffron sauce.
Oh, Eileen, you're making me feel so hungry right now.
Oh, no, it's lovely. And then dessert, I made an Indian dessert. It was called carrot carver.
You're quite the whiz in the kitchen, aren't you, Eileen?
Yeah, I am.
You're doing this sort of come dine with me style for Valentine's Day. So did you do it like on Come Dine With Me? What they do is they cook and prepare a lot of the food. Then before the guest arrives, they like to get changed, don't they?
When he prepared it all, I went up for a shower.
Yeah.
And put something nice on.
And what would that be, Eileen?
Some lovely saucy underwear.
You okay there, Mikey?
Yeah.
I had a dressing gown on top, so, okay. You know, I was decent for eating.
So you started with the prawn booner then?
Yes.
So you... Talk us through it.
I'll never be having Indian again.
So, So you were sat on a table there, I assume?
Yeah, I had a dining room. And then when we'd finished, we just went into the lounge then. I had a real fire going, you know, open fire.
Oh, did you? Hang on. I've got a fire right here, in fact. It's,
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds warm. So you just had some spicy food.
Yeah.
Are you listening to any music or is the TV on?
No, I had music in the background.
What was that?
It was Queen, but I can't remember exactly which song it was, but it was in the background.
So you're listening to some Queen?
Yeah.
Was it Bo Rap? Mama!
No, I know which one it'll be.
No!
It'll be...
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Good
time. Oh, that song's going off my playlist.
The thing is, right, this song, it starts slow and then gets extremely fast.
Oh, it really
fast.
Gets going, this, doesn't it, Eileen?
Like, it starts off all like...
It's almost as if your robe would fall down at this point.
Yeah.
Oh. And down they go.
And before you know it, it's like... Don't stop me, don't stop me. Really fast.
You're ruining Queen for me now.
Sorry.
Is that how you remember it, Eileen?
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah.
Okay, a bit hot, yeah.
Oh, in front of the fire there.
It wasn't quite as rushed as that, though.
Okay.
Thing is, when I have a full curry, a sort of full stomach like that, I don't know if I'd be totally in the mood for.
No.
Well, they were small for, you know.
Oh, okay, right. So yeah,
right.
You
got
gave
you.
Some room then, did you?
Yeah, I left some room.
Oh God.
Left some room for what?
Okay, fine. Done. I'm out. Okay. It's done. Mikey, how are you?
Bit hot, bit sweaty. Don't stop me. That's it. Queen's off the playlist.
Right, okay.
Oh, it was a curry conception.
Yeah, we call this the one with the curry.
The one with the curry or Yaz Queen.
Mikey, I'm going to leave you for a little bit to let that sink in. I'll be back with you in a second, but I will have your epic birthday shout-out for you, all right?
Lovely.
Wait there. Scott Mills. Just been speaking to Mikey and his mum Eileen. Hi, Mikey.
Hello. Stop.
Eileen, thank you for all the detail you provided there.
Welcome.
Thanks, mum.
And you have earned Mikey an epic birthday shout-out. Here it is.
Hello, Mikey. It is Annie Mack here. I heard about your conception. And well, congratulations on that. No better music to be conceived to. And I wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday for a new year. See you later.
Hello, it's Lewis Capaldi. Happy birthday.
Come on, Eileen. Happy birthday, Mikey. It's the Radio 1 supply teacher here, Jordan North. Not going to lie to you, that was a bit awkward hearing that. But it was quite romantic as well. I mean, not many people have been conceived on Valentine's Day. And the three-course curry meal, that added a little extra spice, hey? I bet the next day your mum woke up in a coma after all that curry.
Hi, Mikey. It's Zara Larson here. I'm very sorry you had to hear that story about you. But to make it up for it, I want to say happy birthday, have a great day, and I hope all your wishes come true.
Did you love it, though, Mikey?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I think.
Yeah, happy Thanks. Birthday, Mike, and well done for taking one for the team here.
Thanks, Bo. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I definitely recommend it to other people. Don't stop me.
He's never going to hear this song the same way again.
I'm never going to listen to Queen again, I don't think.
I like it.
I'm not going to be having Indian either.
Scott Mills.
We haven't played Never Happened for a while, so I want to revisit it today. If you don't know what it is, if you really analyse some song lyrics, you'll realise that a lot of them are pure nonsense. Chris, you don't even really listen to the lyrics, do you?
No. You're so right, actually. I tend to go more for the song and the lyrics could be literally whatever. But when you do focus on the words, you realise that they do make up so much stuff.
I found some lyrics that definitely didn't ever happen, Like this from Jess Glynn.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday.
Never happened. Jess, I love your song about female empowerment, but I do have a photo of me, you and Chris on my phone on a Thursday at Radio 1 wearing a full face of makeup.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's another word that we would like to say instead of never happened, but obviously we can't say it.
Yeah.
It begins with B.
Yeah.
We're all thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just talk utter...
Not wearing makeup on Thursdays.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday.
Never happened.
Next, I'm looking at you, Ella Eyre, on the Cigala track.
'Cause I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month, I should be saving up.
Never happened. Ella Eyre has, hang on, 6 UK top 40 hits and 2 top 5 hits as a female artist. Also, currently, we've just looked at her Instagram, at a luxury villa in Thailand.
Not just that, watching TV the other day, she was on an advert there for JD.
Not saving up to pay her rent.
'Cause I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month, I should be saving up.
Never happened.
Minted.
Meghan Trainor, I'm looking at you next for the Never Happened in the same song.
So I can't take my check to the bank.
Never happened.
That's a great one.
You've never taken a check to be paid into the bank. Not even been to a bank.
Well, even ever. Certainly in like the last couple of years, she's not going with a singular check to go pay.
So I can't take my check to the bank.
Never happened.
Are we overanalyzing?
I don't know. I just like the idea that Meghan Trainor's having to save up and take a cheque to the bank. Like, she's desperate for payday. Really not.
I think it's quite funny calling out some of these lyrics.
George Ezra, I've just discovered this from Casio.
Well, I travelled to Australia and I travelled there by train.
Never happened. It's at least a 24-hour flight.
That's so good.
You can't get a train to Australia.
All the way by train to Australia there, George
Ezra. No real. Finally, Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan on your track, 1999. This definitely didn't occur. Never happened! I'll tell you why. Because Charlie XCX, you were 7, and Troye Sivan, you were 4.
Is that true?
Right. You would not have been driving around in an old Mercedes listening to Shady. And that was
Never happened.
If you spot any more ridiculous song lyrics, which clearly never occurred, then let me know, 81199.
Scott Mills.
DJ Snake, Selena Gomez, Cardi B, Ozuna, Taki Taki. Currently one of the most streamed songs in the entire world.
But no Nicki Minaj on it.
Not yet. If it was made this time next year, she would be on it.
Everyone will have a podcast also featuring Nicki Minaj.
She's got her own mad radio station now.
Has she?
Yeah, it's mad. It's not actually very good. Oh, Ash in Hereford says, I was legit thinking of starting a podcast. What are you saying? Do it, Ash. Everyone in the world will have one by this time next year. Joe in Glastonbury says, I've just put those proposals in my calendar on my phone, Scott. I'll speak to you in a year. Speak to you then, Joe. Thank you. Also this time next year, Ball Hits will be stolen from a quiz show on Dave, but with a different name, says Chris and Hemel Hempstead.
Very true.
We need to talk about that. Our Google game is on Dave now, on that channel, called Beat the Internet. What's going on? Huh? Come on, Dave. What are you doing?
Scott Mills.
So Cheryl is doing the show with Grimmy this afternoon from 4 o'clock. Interested, because I've not heard her actually speak for years. So she's bound to have new stories.
And Grimmy loves talking. As we all know, it's going to be great.
I really, really like Grimmy's show in the afternoon. I've been listening quite a lot the last couple of weeks.
It's awesome.
Really good. Mumford & Sons, that was, in Guiding Light.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Alexis.
Hello.
Right, so you're 22 and you are at Birmingham Uni.
I am indeed.
And this weekend...
Studying computer science.
Computer science, okay. Going to Christmas market this weekend.
I'm so excited. Every year, the Birmingham put on a big Frankfurt Christmas market, and it's honestly so good.
Right, I'll put it out there. I think Birmingham has one of the best Christmas markets in the UK.
It does.
I went last year, couldn't get near it. It was so rammed.
Oh my God, I know. If you go on a Saturday or a Friday, it is a nightmare.
Yeah, I went on Saturday.
On a Friday, but hey.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah.
It's Frankfurt themed.
But what makes them so good?
Huh?
Right, okay, I'll put it out there. You know the London one, the big famous London one?
Yeah.
In Hyde Park. Winter, yeah, Winter Wonderland. I lose my friends every time I go. I've got a mulled wine going on, maybe a couple on the merry-go-round. Then they just disappear and I can't find them. And there's no phone signal because everyone's on their phone. So I just generally end up being alone.
Right. So that's a kind of disappointing experience for you. But Birmingham you love.
I really like the Birmingham. I prefer it. Yeah, it's just kind of more contained. Bristol, also quite
rides.
Good.
Huh? I haven't been to the Bristol one. Yeah. It hasn't got rides, that's probably. It's just big, loads of food, loads of drink. Loads of Christmassy stuff.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Christmas is really on now. I'm doing the Christmas lights tonight.
What?
At Watford. Yeah. Yeah,
and yeah,
yeah.
The London lights. They've been on since the 7th
nah,
of November.
Nah, I'm not doing the London ones. They'd never let me do that.
No, he's not doing London.
I'm doing the Watford ones.
No, I know.
yeah, I know.
That's so good.
Is that in the old shopping centre
yeah,
there?
Into. But
it
should be good, because you've got to do a funny little speech before, haven't you? And it's kind of... Never really know what to say.
Is it just you?
No, I've done this before. It's me, a couple of Watford players, and no doubt some sort of panto horse.
Right, and is there a big like red comedy switch and then all the lights go on?
It is, and fireworks and everything.
Amazing, okay.
But you just want to make sure that when you press the button, everything works. Because also, I'm well aware that when you press the button, the fireworks, they're not actually operating the fireworks, are they? Someone else is just giving them the signal.
Yeah.
But either way.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Alexis, people are listening to their Alexa. Your name is playing havoc with it right now.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Think
right.
How I feel.
Yeah. Here's my banger today. Come on.
Interesting.
Bit of me that, Britney Spears, overprotected.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, honestly.
No, great.
That's a solid one. Yeah. Britney, always solid.
Why this Britney one?
I just really like it.
What a random choice.
Different though.
Like Britney?
It's different.
It's different, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I think you're probably going to go for that, but I'll offer up mine today. I mean, very different, but decent song. This is Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going for?
Both good songs, but I'm sorry, it's got to be Britney.
Yes.
I need time, love, joy. I need space, love. I need me.
Say hello to the girl that I am. You're gonna have to see.
I'm erotically charged.
It means it will sound something like this.
One.
Welcome to Battleland!
I, Alex.
The show where two teams of comics go head-to-head in a battle of off-the-cuff...
On the spot.
...stupidity.
Everything is completely made up on this stage.
An absolute bloodbath of the sexy kind. Yeah, recorded live.
Who decides who wins? Well, you do! Wow, the public!
Battle Axe.
No prep, no script, and a lot of nonsense.
It was just basically an advert.
This is an advert.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
One.
I'm back!
My.
With May.
Theresa May.
Nick says, the little buzzing noises in that song are grinding my gears. I think my phone's going off constantly. There's a lot going on production-wise in that song. Amy says, listening to Britney with headphones on, don't know which ear she's going to be in next. With headphones on, that song will spin you out.
What a day. I cannot believe you chose that one, because I don't think anyone would ever normally choose that particular Britney song.
But look at what a success
it
was.
Look, people are loving it. I'm normally a Chris girl... but definitely not today. Scott's pulling out the bangers.
Amy in Devon says, you're back. I'm doing all the dance moves and belting out in my car. Great tune, says Paul. Had a slight panic trying to close my car windows with Britney blaring out. That's Pete in Luton. Don't be embarrassed about it, Pete. Thank you. Give your head a wobble, mate, says Tom in Cornwall. What does that mean?
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't think it's good.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. So one of my friends is on the dating scene right now. He's quite new on it. Recently broke up with somebody. Well, not that recently. So he's on the apps and he's getting a good amount of success. Some people, you know, like you'll get a match every now and again. This guy, it's a good amount of response.
Is it first time on the apps?
Yeah.
Is it a long relationship before? Oh, yeah. Wow. So probably first experience, really, of
yeah.
the app. So you just sign up to all of them.
Yeah. And he's getting, like I said, a good response. But he's got it all planned out. And I didn't know that people did this. He was telling me the other day. To create a great first impression, he's found a place that he takes every single first date to. And it's the same procedure every single time.
Mm.
Not only that, his mate goes to the same place and does the same thing. But obviously they go on different evenings because his mate is also on the dating apps.
So it just works.
But you know when you find one good place and you're like, well, this isn't going to go wrong. I'm not going to be like, where's this? Where's that? Is the food going to be any good? You know it's going to create a good first impression. So the food is there if you want it and the menu is not too specific. There's something on there that everyone will like on
but
the menu.
Also reasonably priced, I'm assuming, as yep. well. You don't want to outprice yourself.
And he says there's an adjoining bar with good drinks. He knows where the toilets are. He knows where the cloakroom is, so he can point his date in the direction. The staff are good, but he has been there 3 times in the last week with 3 different girls. And now that the staff have clocked what's going on and they're giving him like a little smirk, like, oh, you again.
Well, they should offer him a discount, if anything, shouldn't they? He's repeat custom.
They know what he's up to, though.
Yeah.
Imagine if he went there with like a new girl and was like, oh, you again.
But there's 2 sides to this, isn't it? It's people that have these specific date routines. But then I guess people that work in coffee shops or cafes or restaurants or bars and spot the same people turning up at these dates.
This must happen all the time. If you are staff in, like Chris said, in a restaurant or a bar, you must see like same girl turn up with loads of different blokes and vice versa. But like, it's fine to go on multiple dates. That's why you're in a dating app, right? You don't go on a dating app just to date one person, do you?
No, it's fine. But if on every one of those dates you are making out that this is a very special experience, it's like, oh, I've never been here before. I just knew that you'd love it, though, and wanted to take you there. But you're doing it every time.
Well, yeah.
That's where it gets a bit funky.
But it works for him. And if it goes well in this first place, he knows that directly opposite, and it's literally really opposite, there's another bar which once again does good drinks. He knows where everything is.
Oh, good.
If they want to continue the evening.
Good.
But like in America, if you go on like multiple dates, it's not like, oh, what are you doing that for? It's fine.
As I said, multiple dates is all good here. It's just making out that it's a one-off.
Where are the toilets? I don't know. I've never been here before. Got any date routines? Let me know. 81199.
Scott Mills.
Sophia's been on. She says, I don't have a date routine, but I am one of the people who works in one of the restaurants. One guy did the same thing, bringing a different girl every week, but then after a while kept coming in with the same girl, so obviously things were going well. See? Happens eventually, right?
Mm.
Also, Andrew in Kent has exactly same date every time, whoever it is. Mini golf, and then Café Rouge, where he gets the 30% discount, which impresses them a lot.
Radio 1.
Amy, what's your date routine?
Yeah, there's one place I always go to. It was like, I used to always take my dates to this secret underground bar because I thought it made me seem really cool. And the bar was called Mr. Lucky, so there was like a password to get in.
I love that.
I know, and the password was, I'm here to get lucky. You can't say, like, I'm here for the secret bar or anything, so you just have to go in, go up to, like, the guy at the desk and say, I'm here to get lucky, and, yeah, the reactions on my date's face is always mixed.
Yeah, that's genius, because if you get that out the way early doors, if you fancy someone, it's basically saying, right, this is on.
Yeah.
My question is, do you go in with the date, or do you meet them in there?
It was usually like I'd go meet them somewhere else first, and I'd suggest, oh, do you want to go for another drink? And I'd suggest that bar and just take them there.
Yeah.
But what about if you didn't fancy them and then you have to give the password, I'm here to get lucky?
Well, just don't take them there. I don't fancy them.
Yeah, this was for converting at the end, wasn't it?
This is like to seal the end of the day.
Right, so this is a very common thing. Start in a normal bar that you know is all good, you know where the exits are, everything like that. If you want to pursue things...
Next place.
I had a friend who would go to the casino, and I'll tell you why, right? Wouldn't spend that much money in the casino.
Mm. Your friend, was it?
The friend would go to the casino because they serve drinks really, really late.
Yep.
But also, there's an element of, like, let's say you do put a tiny bit of money on something, it's kind of, you could ask for a lucky kiss or something like that, you know?
Oh,
and it's,
my gosh.
And did that work for your friend?
It worked for my friend, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, this bar that I used to always go to, they had like a spindle wheel that you had to, like, you could do. So I always try and make my dates do it. And there was like, you could win like a drink or a shot, or you'd have to, or you could get like a dare. You'd have to do like the Macarena around the bar or do the whole rap to Fresh Prince. So I always made them do that. And like the few who weren't up for doing it, I was just like, nah, not for me.
What if they were up for doing it?
No, if they weren't.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Oh, if they weren't, yeah. I like it. It's your routine.
Yeah, I knew if the date was going well, I could take them there. I could push them out, and yeah.
Yeah, it's like my friend, as I was saying, he's got it all worked out. So he's got the first place, but then directly across the road, and it's literally just a straight line. That's where he takes the ones he likes to move on the evening. Let us know if you've got a routine as well. 81119, I reckon there'll be a few of these. Paul on the M1 says, I used the same initial message to so many times on a dating app that in the end it thought I was a robot and kicked me off. And this is good. Bryn lives in Mid Wales, takes all his dates to the Palace Indian in his local village, where he has now negotiated a 2-for-1 meal deal for every 3 dates he takes in.
Scott Mills.
Colin's on. He's got a go-to first routine for every single first date. What is it, Colin?
It's Sheffield Steelers ice hockey.
Sheffield Steelers ice hockey. Every time it works, right?
I don't know if it works, but that's what I go to every time.
I think ice hockey is a good first date.
Yeah,
it's a family-friendly thing, isn't it?
And then what happens afterwards, depending on if it goes well?
It just depends. Like, there's plenty of places like to go for food as well, like near it across. So sometimes it happens. Or...
Right, so you've worked out the food options nearby as well.
Yeah, there's loads of restaurants, loads of places.
See? Loads of people do work out where to go after as well.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I've let myself down again.
Despite your chat.
Why have I got such crap
chat is awful,
with
mate.
Pop stars. Why is it?
Mine's bad. Yours is worse. Honestly, people be amazed.
But I,
you sound all right on the radio.
But I can interview people and everything.
I know,
do it
but
a lot.
It's weird. On the radio, it's fine. But
why
outside,
so awkward? Why so awkward in real life?
Explain what's happened. Oh, shit, okay. You can hear this.
Grim, are you listening next door? No, they're not listening.
Good, fine. Crack
okay.
on.
Just got a hug off Cheryl, who's doing the show with Grimmy today outside there, and just panicked. And went, oh, good to see you. I think I'm interviewing you for the chart soon. She went, I look forward to it.
Oh, it's just poor.
And then there was a small hug and that was it.
I bet she's buzzing for the chat.
Why can't I do it?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to go on a course or something to learn how to talk to people off air better.
It's just the small talk thing. I think everyone suffers from it. I think if you've got good small talk, you'll go far in life.
But I don't have that.
You just want to escape every situation where you have to talk to people. Apart from on the radio. That's the crazy thing about it.
That's the weird thing. Today, we've been chatting your first date routine. Sinead, what's yours?
So, I used to go to the same pub on dates, and I also used to wear the same outfit.
Okay, what, is that like a superstition thing?
No, just as a, I can put minimal effort in thing, and I know that it's going to be good lighting, and I'm going to look good.
Right, okay, so you had like an outfit, you're like, I'm going to look banging in this every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
and
have
I can
this,
just throw it on.
100%.
Yeah.
I have this as well, actually. You do. You know when you've got a favourite shirt or you just know a look that is going to do you favours. You do. You make an effort some days and other days you really don't.
Like today.
Like today, no effort at all.
And I'm seeing Cheryl later.
Yeah.
Cheryl's with Grimmy from 4 this afternoon. Yeah, I know what you mean. My go-to outfit is black.
Mm.
Yeah. Works for me.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday at 1 and join me tomorrow from 4 for the official chart. Scott Mills.